Like a locomotive slowly gathering momentum, the Smart Train commuter rail project is picking up speed toward more visible progress. They'll reach an important milestone in 2 weeks when the railroad's board of directors is expected to authorize the sale of $200 million in bonds, says Vice President Deborah Fudge, who represents the Windsor Town Council on the board. Those bonds will then fund a batch of construction contracts to be finalized in December, thereby creating an estimated 900 jobs over the next 3 to 4 years.
There's going to be construction of the actual rail line itself. There will be local consultants working with the main contractor to build stations, to build bridges, to do some engineering and design work. There will be many kinds of jobs.
Although it won't really get going until next spring, a big part of that work, Fudge explains, will involve upgrading the railroad tracks themselves.
The tracks are there at Class 2 level for freight trains. So the tracks are functioning, but trains can only ride on them at 25 miles per hour. They're pretty rough. What SMART needs to do is actually remove all that track, improve the ballast, and put in Class 4 tracks so the trains can run at 79 miles per hour. It will be welded rail for a smooth ride so that it will be safer for the trains to ride more quickly.
Concurrently, other crews will be preparing the loading platforms at the stations along the route.
The stations between Northern Santa Rosa and San Rafael, their platforms, lighting, seats, ticket machines, things like that, they aren't actual buildings.
But there is still some question, Fudge says, about how soon this can all be accomplished.
Construction will take a few years. We were hoping to operate in November of 2014. It now looks like it'll be 2015 or 16, not just because of the time construction takes, but because of the permitting that we're going to need to get for wetlands and replacement of the bridges. That permitting takes a long time.
Meanwhile, the campaign to ask voters in Sonoma and Marin counties to rescind their approval for the Smart Train is moving ahead, hoping to qualify for the ballot in June or November of next year. Even if that effort succeeds, Fudge says, it won't offer any immediate cost savings.
Their petition language says that they just want a timeout, but what it really is the repeal of the Measure Q, the quarter cent sales tax, which will actually stop SMART dead in its tracks. And the scary part is that we've already got millions and millions of dollars in expenditures for design we've already done. By the time this goes to ballot, we'll be into construction. We will have signed construction contracts that we will have to honor. So if the repeal were to pass, it would cost the public millions and millions and millions of dollars that they wouldn't get back.
One of those expenditures was SMART's order for 18 self-powered diesel rail cars, which will actually transport the passengers.
The cars have been ordered. They're in final design. The first car bodies are going to be constructed in the spring in Japan, designed and constructed there. Then they'll be disassembled and sent to the new factory, which is outside of Chicago, Illinois. Those cars will then be put back together by American workers, and the following 10 vehicles that we've ordered will all be made in Illinois.
That contract went out at $57 million, $23 million less than expected. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.